Hey, if you don't know, for the next 60 days, I am chronicling a journey of me and some goals that I set. So today I'm doing a video. I'm doing all of it in Facebook, our group. And what I'm doing each day, so I've kicked it off with telling you guys that after I completed my 10-mile run, I just really wanted to set some new goals. And I did not want to wait until the first of the fucking month, like most of you guys try to do. I really wanted to just get started. So I got a fresh planner. I believe I started like on the 20th, June 20th. And just was like, let's go. There's no time like the present. And that's one of the things that I was thinking about today as I'm taking my walk, is it's no time like the present. So let me just kind of give you a little context, because if you're getting this in your private member podcast player, and you're not on Facebook, you probably haven't seen any of this, but there are, if you go to our Facebook group and you type in hashtag 60 days, or if you look for topics and you'll see hashtag 60 days, that's just going to be where I'm going to be keeping track of shit I'm doing the next 60 days that excites me, that I wanted to do. So after I finished my 10-mile race, one of the things that I knew and that I discovered when I was running is that I don't love long distance running like I used to. I've done like almost 60 half marathons. I've done 5 marathons. I've done multiple day events where you cover 40 something miles on foot. I've done 7 Tough Mudders, triathlons, about a bajillion 10Ks, 5Ks, and 15Ks. I have done my time with endurance, and it used to mean so much to me. And I was thinking about this other day as when I was finishing my 10 miler, I was like, I think the difference between me now and then is now I really just, exercise is such a part of my life. I think I used to use the events as motivation and like it gave me purpose to keep exercising. And there was always probably a little fear that if I didn't have something big to train for, that maybe I would somehow drop this habit. So over the last probably 3 years, I have done less and less and less, probably 4 years actually. Like every year I'll have things on my calendar, and I just noticed that the love of it has waned. So I really spent some time as I was in that motherfucking hot 10-mile race that was hilly as all get out, just really thinking about what do I want for myself. And it was like, right now, number one priority is I want to get back to lifting weights. I miss lifting weights. I love how my body looks when I lift weights. And I just miss being in the gym. I work out at home most of the time. I can get a good workout in, but I feel like my brain has to work harder. It's a lot easier to be distracted at home. It's a lot easier to kind of just put in the time, but not really put in the effort. And so when I'm at the gym, I do get more motivated. The environment definitely triggers a lot of thinking like, you know, I'm here with people, you know, I want to be the strongest woman in the room, like things like that. So there's a lot of benefit for me going to the gym. So I was like, all right. So over the next 60 days, I'm committed to going back to the gym and doing workouts. Not all of them, but when I want to lift really heavy, I know that like a leg day and a back day will better serve me there because they have better machines. So the first thing was, I just want to get back to lifting weights and I want to be doing it in a gym. And I have a little rec center right down the road from me, so that's ultra convenient. One of the other things for me too was, over the next 60 days, I really want to work on some of my nighttime eating. I tend to eat more than enough. Like I don't stop it enough. I'll either go to right at full. Sometimes I'll add food. Like I'll eat. And I think sometimes for me, what I notice happens, and I've been working on this a while, is when I start dinner or when I eat, my brain is just not turned off from the day yet. Or it's kind of turned off for the day, but it's not refocused on the food. It means a lot to me to enjoy my food. I do not want to be somebody who keeps their weight off because they're eating shit they don't enjoy. But the problem is that enjoyment doesn't just come from the taste. If it did, then if it only came from taste, and I want you guys to think about this. If it only comes from taste, then if you eat something tasty and all you want to do is be able to enjoy your food, you wouldn't need to eat more of it. So there's always something blocking the feeling of enjoyment. And I think for me, like, that's one of the things I'm digging into over the next 60 days is, like, kind of what's going on in the evenings. The other thing is, I want to enjoy the process. Like, one of my goals is to enjoy this next 60 days, to literally be doing things that I like, to listen to my brain and make sure that I'm talking about my own processes like a boss. I'm just like everybody else. I fall into the habit of, like, you should work out today. You have to do this workout. It's just time to eat. I think you're hungry. Like, I get to the point to where I can talk about my daily processes for weight loss in a either boring as fuck manner or in a way that feels like it's a grind sometimes. I don't want to do that. I want to be enjoying my life. I want to be enjoying maintenance and stuff. Just like I wanted, like, through this, I want to kind of teach you guys, you know, if you really want to be able to lose all of your weight, you have to enjoy the process, which means you got to start talking about it and finding the joy in the process. That is what I did. I was, like, thinking about this. I was like, I really enjoyed a lot of losing weight. I was so excited most of the time. I had feelings of pride. I was excited about things I was trying. I was excited about the way I was changing. And it wasn't because I was losing weight. I was so focused on, like, finding the joy in the things I was doing. And that helped me lose the weight. So, in this, what I want to tell you guys is that if you want to follow me along, some days I'm going to upload a little video. We'll stick it into the Private Member Podcast. We'll stick it into video replays. But not every day is going to be that way. Most days I'm probably just going to take a photo, take a selfie. I am going to track all my workouts. That was another one of my goals, was to track my workouts. So I want to track my workouts. I'm going to turn around because it's like the yard mowing people are fixing to hit my house. I'm going to track my workouts for you guys, and I'm going to post some of those in the Facebook group and stuff. So I will be just sharing things. And then in my post, guys, just ask questions. This is not a program. This is not something you guys got to do. It's nothing other than I'm going to participate in our No BS membership just like a member. I want to use it. You know, most of the time I'm leading you guys right now. I just want to show you what I'm doing because it motivates me to share what I'm doing. It helps me stay on track. It reinforces this is my lifestyle. It's a gift I give myself. So don't let it overwhelm you. Don't think this is like, is there a workbook? There's not going to be no fucking workbook. If you don't want to follow, don't follow. If you do, you can at any time pop in and I'll bet you I'll share a little wisdom. You don't even have to read all the damn posts. But if you're in Facebook, that's how we'll organize them. Hashtag 60 days. And my update for today. So I'm out walking. If you read my post yesterday, I did my first official leg day at the gym. Today, I'm having my first official, I barely can fucking walk day. And I knew that I wanted to do cardio today. There was not going to be any getting these legs to run or a hard Peloton ride. I was like, okay, what would be something I would enjoy today? And I listened to some podcasts and went for a long walk. So I'm putting in a 3-mile walk, which is great. It's also like 63 degrees with a slight breeze. We don't get many of those days in June here in Nashville. So I just felt like today walking was a great option. I'm headed home. I'm going to stretch because when you lift weights, one of the things I would advise all of you, if you are going to start lifting weights, if you are a weightlifter, please do not skip the stretching part. For too many years, I have not done that or done it half-ass and stuff. Your muscles will grow and they will look better when they're stretched. So one of the things that I had learned a long time ago, and I used to be way better at it than I am now, because now what I'm trying to do is stretch in between sets. But when you lift weights, what you're going to do is you're going to shred your muscle, and it's got like a webbing. Just imagine if it was like a encased sausage. Well, if your muscle wants to grow so that it can look good, and I'm not talking about, ain't nobody in this group ever going to get beefy. I lift probably heavier than most of you, and I'm not looking beefy. Like, it takes it ain't the lifting that makes people bulk. Is if you eat like a fucking sumo wrestler while you're doing it, if you're eating like an asshole, or you're eating because you worked out, overeating in those cases, yeah, you're going to throw all kinds of fertilizer all over the muscles, and you're going to add fat and muscle. But my goal is to just to get this muscle pumped up, get looking good. So anyway, think about a sausage encasing. If you do a lot of lifting and your muscle's trying to grow, but it's got casing on it, it can't grow. It can't go anywhere. And so you don't reap all the benefits. When you stretch, it's like slicing off that casing and making sure that as you lift, that muscle can round out and look good. So other thing, y'all don't be afraid to lift weights. I hate it when women sit around and like pretend that if they start lifting heavy, that they're going to gain weight. For a couple weeks, you're going to hold water in your muscles, but you're not getting fat. Stop getting on the scale thinking that that's fat. God, it's such a piss poor mindset. Here's the deal. If you're going to lift weights, just lift. And then remember, most of us are not eating are never going to need to eat in a way that's any different than the four basics. And we're going to look good, and we're going to have plenty of muscle. The only thing that I do when I'm lifting heavy is I do make sure that I eat within about, I will either eat right after my workout if I'm not hungry, if I know I have stuff. So today's a good example. It's 8:15 in the morning on Thursday. I got a meeting at 9, a meeting at 10, and a meeting at 11. If I don't eat before my first meeting, I won't have another opportunity to eat until 12 o'clock. So let's pretend that I had lifted weights. I would go ahead and eat, and it would be a normal fucking breakfast. That's it. I wouldn't be eating extra. I wouldn't be doing nothing. I don't ever eat before I work out. I never have. If you're doing it at the end of the day, you probably got plenty of food in your gut from what you ate all day long. But if you're going to work out at 3 and you ate 8 all day, you probably need a snack. But I work out in the mornings. So anyway, and I'm not a nutritionist, not a doctor. So disclaimer there. This is all Corinne's advice. This is not medical advice. There we go. But basically, now, if I was going to have a meeting at 9 and I knew I could eat at 10 and I'm not hungry, I would just wait till 10 o'clock. So it's just simple. Don't overthink this shit. And don't be sitting around thinking, well, you're exercising now. You must be making you extra hungry. Listen, exercise doesn't always make you hungry. Sometimes it even can depress an appetite. Here's the thought. My body's fucking smart enough to tell me when it's hungry. Let me listen. If it is, I will eat something that I planned or that I know is good for me. But I'm not going to sit there and be like, hey, I'm going to have me a Snicker bar here because, I've been exercising and I'm hungry and there's nothing else. That's some bullshit. Most of you guys will add food that's just a bunch of shit you just won't. You're saying it's because you're exercising when in reality you're tired. You're dehydrated. You don't get enough sleep. Check all that shit first. Check your emotions. Are you just having a craving? You know, if the only thing that will do is a protein bar, you just could taste one. Probably not really hungry. Ask yourself, could I eat 2 hard-boiled eggs? That's probably legit hunger. So anyway, that's my rant on the food. So anyway, today I'm walking because my legs just couldn't take it. I am going to head into my house now, get my day started. I'm going to get my stretch on, and I'm going to go ahead and eat my breakfast now because I know I can't eat until after 12 o'clock anyway. And for me, that is taking care of myself. With that, this is Corinne. I'm going to keep on doing shit. I will talk to you guys later. Bye, y'all.